The others seem not to hear him. They sit on the wooden ties that divide the hillside from the parking lot and sink the rest of their sodas. Heaped behind them is a clinkery of discarded beer bottles. Thad has the idea to line them up for points and aim rocks at them from the top of the bluff. They set to work arranging the bottles in a row, posting them along the tarry wall. Kevin places a green one at the very edge, then smacks the wastewater from a clear one and balances it on top of two browns, a three-pointer.
"Hey, Kevin," Kenneth says.
He points to an empty bolt hole in one of the ties.
"Here's a question. I'm not making fun of you, I'm just curious. Could you fit your penis in there?"
Kevin inspects Kenneth's face for signs of ridicule, but all he sees is the question, floating there with its beak out like a hummingbird. He decides it is safe to answer.
"Not when it's hard, no, but otherwise, I don't know."
He slips his finger into the hole.
"Maybe it's long enough, but I don't think it's quite wide enough."
In his stomach, he feels a ringing sensation, but it comes and goes, and there is no trap waiting for him, no ambush, just his best friends wearing the even-eyed expressions of teachers making check marks on a worksheet. Soon, Bateman sets the last bottle in place, and they step back to inspect the display. 30-some jewels of green, brown, and yellow glass flinging kinks of sunlight out at the afternoon. Kevin decides to give the soul voice a try.
"Aye, boys, I think we got us a contest here."
It is a decent effort, but not truly convincing. The others say,
"I get the first throw," and, "Go to hell, you get the first throw, it was my idea," and, "All right, first one to the top then,"
and begin scaling the bluff. He watches from below as they go Spider-Manning from rock to rock. Then he follows behind them, starting with the trench that reaches along the bottom of the wall and ending with the crumbly dirt ledge an arm's length from the summit. This time he manages to finish the climb without any help, boosting himself onto level ground.
Yes,
the grass is so tall that the wind seems to scurry through.